Pongal is actually going to be served. You can expect a fashion show and an opportunity to meet your neighbors. And I think it's an opportunity not to be missed.
And if people want to learn more, where do they go?
They can go to our Facebook site, the Quebec Tamil Community Center, Facebook page rather, and they can reach out if they want to communicate, if they want more information, they can message us on Facebook as well. There's phone numbers that's available. There's the Quebec Tamil Community Center hotline as well.
Amazing. Well, can't wait to see all the photos and footage from the event. It sounds fabulous. But Vinod, thanks so much for joining us on CKUT.
Thank you for having us.
And that is the end of our show today.
Well,
thank you for listening to the Local Journalism Initiative Roundup here on CKUT. We broadcast every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Coming up next, I believe, is Words and Culture. Prison Radio. That's going to be from 6 to 7 p.m. Thanks for listening.
You're a victim of the game.
Every second Thursday of the month, between 5 and 6 p.m. To get involved in Prison Radio, or if you need to access past programs, email prison@ckut.ca.
Yes, rehabilitation.
I wonder if you know what the word means. Do you? It comes from the Latin root habilis. The definition is to invest again with dignity. You consider that part of your job, Harvey, to give a man back the dignity he once had? Your only interest is in how he behaves. You'll conform to our ideas of how you should behave.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You were a number. You weren't a man. You want to be a human. I wasn't Jim Crow. And hell, I was number 586.
Why do you do a warder's job?
It's a good job. Responsible job. Officers like myself trying to...
Scum.
We're only enforcing the law.
The law. When they hang my husband, is that just...
Good evening. You are listening to the Prison Radio Show. My name is Candace, and I'm your host for today's show. Today's episode focuses on the annual New Year's Eve noise demonstration, where for the past 12 years, more than 100 people gather outside of prisons in Laval to honor another year of resistance inside prisons and an opportunity to wish people inside a happy new year. We will hear today on the show live reports from the New Year's noise demonstration happening now. We'll also hear a few song requests. We will also throw back to last year's noise demonstration and hear some of the speeches and songs and sounds as we kicked off this year, 2024. Again, you're listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT, also known as Six Nations, which includes Mohawk, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, Seneca, and Tuscarora peoples. And we recognize that Indigenous peoples make up a significant and increasing proportion of the prison population, which is a continuation of Canada's genocidal project. Many folks are calling Canada's prisons and jails the new residential schools, so this needs to... be kept in mind and understood when talking about prisons here on Turtle Island. And as mentioned today, we are focusing on the New Year's Eve noise demonstration. The event started at Henri Bourassa Metro, where people piled onto two school buses to drive to Laval, where there are two federal prisons, one provincial prison, and a migrant prison, all on the same street. And so we're going to go to some reports that were recorded just a few moments ago in the parking lot as people gathered.
Well, just to give a little update, the buses are starting to load. I think we've got too many people for the two buses that we got, so that's probably more than 100 people here already, and it's 5:15, and we're just starting to load up onto the buses. Everyone is excited to get going, and we're excited to get this radio show started.
All prisons will end, all borders will fall, no more prisons on stolen land.
In the last year, I've seen so many more people become curious about prisons and learn about what prisons do to people inside. And I think that that's only going to become more and more people who care. So you're not forgotten. And many, many people are thinking about you. Happy New Year. We just got to Laval. It's a little bit chaos. We're two full buses and many, many cars full of people. I would guess we're about 200 people. And at the moment, we're just trying to find each other. And then I think things will get started. The starting point for the demonstration this year is the corner of Monte Saint-François and Lévesque. I think the first stop is probably going to be the multi-level men's federal prison, which is called the Federal Training Center, and we will send more updates as we get going.
It's real, Arabelle. Hello, everyone. Gather around. Welcome to the annual New Year's Eve noise demo. Remember, everyone stick together. Make as much noise as you possibly can. Our first stop is the Medium Security Federal Prison for Men, FTC Medium. The Federal Training Center is a multi-level men's federal prison. It used to be a place where prisoners could learn trades, useful skills for life on the outside. The trade shops are pretty much all gone now. The prison has doubled in population in the last few years as it became higher and higher security. First with a brand new $400,000 fence built around the outside, then with more and more restricted conditions inside, and more restrictive conditions for families coming to visit.
Make some noise!
It's a break.
Listening to the Prison Radio Show on CQUT 90.3 FM. We are broadcasting live today from Occupy Chochiake with a focus on the annual New Year's Eve noise demonstration, where for the past 12 years More than 100, 150 people or so gather outside of prisons in Laval to honor yet another year of resistance inside and an opportunity to wish people inside a happy new year. So you are hearing some live reports from this year, some recordings from last year. And I'm going to read now the call out for this year's New Year's Eve noise demonstration happening now. The meetup took place at 5 in the parking lot at Henri Bourassa at Saint-Sbar. And this year there are 2 buses to transport folks to Laval. And this year has been a rough one. The genocide in Gaza persists despite fierce resistance around the world. The U.S. is drifting further to the right, with Canada not far behind. The climate crisis continues unabated, with wildfires leading to the evacuation of a federal prison in northern Quebec this past summer, resulting in overcrowding and a lack of access to resources for prisoners across the province. The government's solutions to these crises are abysmal. We've seen increased repression for those showing solidarity with Palestine, heightened security at the border with the United States, and opening old prisons up for development to deal with the housing crisis. Our solutions are resistance in all its forms. In August, a class action lawsuit was authorized against the government of Quebec pertaining to the treatment of women held at LeClaire Prison, citing their access to health care and treatment during strip searches to be human rights violations. In October, youth rioted in a detention center in Quebec City, breaking equipment and attacking the guards. And in early December, a prisoner attacked a guard at the provincial prison in Sorel-Tracy. The guards' union was so freaked out that they locked down every provincial prison in Quebec for at least a day after. We know the situation inside prisons is dire. People in prison are locked in their cells most days. Many are double or triple bunked with little to no access to health care. Since the year 2000, over 2,100 people have died in prisons in so-called Canada, nearly 500 of those in so-called Quebec. These events remind us of the violent and isolating reality of life inside a prison. We remember Nikus d'André Spring, killed by prison guards in Bordeaux jail in 2022, whose family is still searching for justice. So today, on December 31st, you are invited to continue listening to us here on CKUT, or to join at the noise demo in Laval, or maybe you're there right now making noise. The committee, the organizing committee, has been inviting folks out for the past 12 years to march around the prison grounds and chant, and sometimes shoot off fireworks. It feels really good, they say, to connect with the people inside and show them some solidarity. So again, the meetup took place at the corner of Henri Bourassa and Saint-Sébastien, close to the metro. 2 buses took off, and yeah, we know that they made their way to the FTC multi-level, and probably next stop is LeClaire.
Everyone, welcome to stop number 2, LeClaire Men and Women's Provincial Prison. This is for those sentenced to less than 2 years or awaiting trial. Lots of folks in here haven't been sentenced yet. This was actually a men's federal prison that was closed in 2012 because it, quote, didn't meet the standards of modern prisons.
Shame!
It was then rented to the Quebec government in 2014. This prison has had shit conditions for years. In 2018, the Ligue des Droits and the FFQ published a letter to the Quebec Minister of Security condemning the conditions in this prison. The cells are so cold, women are sleeping with their coats on, and the water has been deemed undrinkable. things got even worse during COVID. Women were locked in their cells for weeks at a time without access to showers, clean clothes, or medication. In February of this year, a class action lawsuit was launched on behalf of women detained at Leclerc, citing systemic negligence and abuse, including systemic lack of access to healthcare, like medication and feminine hygiene products, and excessive and abusive strip searches. To everyone inside, we're here for you. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Prison provinciale pour hommes et femmes. Pour les personnes condamnées à moins de 2 ans ou en attente de leur procès, beaucoup de personnes ici n'ont pas encore été condamnées. Il s'agit en fait d'une prison fédérale pour hommes qui a été fermée en 2012 parce qu'elle ne répondait pas aux normes des prisons modernes. Elle a ensuite été louée au gouvernement du Québec en 2014. Cette prison offre des conditions de vie déplorables depuis des années. En 2018, la Ligue des droits et la FFQ ont publié une lettre au ministre de la Sécurité du Québec pour dénoncer les conditions de cette prison. Les cellules sont si froides que les femmes dorment avec leurs manteaux et l'eau a été jugée imbuvable. La situation s'est encore aggravée pendant la période de COVID, les femmes étant enfermées dans leurs cellules pendant des semaines sans avoir accès à des douches, à des vêtements propres et à des médicaments. En février de cette année, une action collective a été lancée au nom des femmes détenues à l'éclair, citant la négligence et les abus systémiques, y compris le manque d'accès aux soins de santé tels que les médicaments et les produits d'hygiène féminine, ainsi que les fouilles à nu excessives et abusives. On est ici pour vous. Bonne année!
We're also very close now to the new Immigration Detention Center. So for those of you who don't know, this is where they lock up folks, including children, who don't have papers, who are facing deportation and forced removal from this country. Canada has no limit on how long it can hold folks facing deportation. This is a new prison that opened its doors last year, 2022, despite a fierce struggle against its construction. The government tried to whitewash its construction with promises of pretty curtains, rustic wooden beams, and foliage-covered fences, but the fundamental conditions for folks inside have stayed the same. In September, migrants detained here went on hunger strike to protest their arbitrary and unjust incarceration.
Donc nous sommes proches du nouveau centre de détention pour personnes immigrées. Pour ceux d'entre vous qui ne le savent pas, c'est là qu'on enferme les gens, y compris les enfants, qui n'ont pas de papier, qui risquent l'expulsion, le renvoi forcé de ce pays. Le Canada fixe aucune limite à la durée de détention des personnes menacées d'expulsion, et les détenus ne savent souvent pas combien de temps ils resteront là. Cette nouvelle prison a ouvert ses portes l'année dernière, 2022, malgré une lutte acharnée contre sa construction. Le gouvernement a tenté de blanchir sa construction en promettant de jolis rideaux, des poutres en bois rustiques, des clôtures recouvertes de feuillage, mais les conditions fondamentales pour les personnes à l'intérieur sont restées les mêmes. En septembre, les migrants détenus ici ont entamé une grève de la faim pour protester contre leur incarcération arbitraire et injuste.
It's really nice to see so many people here today. So my name is Eli Tarek El-Bashalini Lynch. As we probably all know, there's a genocide happening in Palestine. And the Palestinian people have called for no New Year's as normal. And I think that is in the spirit of what we're doing here. So I just came out today to kind of bring links between what's happening in Palestine in terms of imprisonment and what's happening in Canada. So Lila Watson, who's a Murray Aboriginal rights activist, has been quoted time and time again saying, if you have come here to help me, you're wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together. And it's a helpful reminder. I think about this quote a lot as a guiding point for the ways I show up. And what's going on in Palestine right now, the genocide committed against the Palestinian people on their land by the Israeli government, military, and settlers, continues to show us the ways our liberations are bound. So are our freedoms. I stand here today thinking about the ways the struggles of Palestinian prisoners who are currently getting imprisoned en masse in Israeli jails, stolen from the West Bank, mirrors the imprisonment of indigenous peoples in so-called Canada, often stolen from their ancestral lands. The number of indigenous peoples in prisons reached a historic high at 32% of the federal prison population. And Indigenous women account for 50% of all federally incarcerated women. In 2021, the incarceration rate of Indigenous people was about 9 times higher than non-Indigenous people. So just remember that Indigenous peoples make up about 5% of the population in so-called Canada, which means that they're getting imprisoned, well, as I said, at 9 times the rate of anyone else. While being such a small amount of people. So settler colonies imprison indigenous populations as a means of oppressing, suppressing, and punishing them, as a means of furthering land grabs and colonization, as a means of erasing the original peoples of the land, whichever lands we are speaking of, and to rewrite our histories, Are settler colonies older than the settler state of Israel, and the practices used there are tactics learned from the North American settler colonial context. We cannot separate these struggles for freedom and liberation, the struggle to end prisons and mass imprisonments, and we cannot forget that the Palestinian peoples are indigenous to the lands they are being bombed off of, just as we cannot forget that the lands we live on make up Turtle Island, land stolen from many indigenous peoples and nations. Today, I stand here reiterating that my freedom is bound up with all imprisoned people, their freedoms and their right to self-determination. I stand here in solidarity with people imprisoned in migrant detention centers who have come to these lands often because of what the North American settler colonies have done to their lands and who are welcomed into imprisonment. My heart is bound up with the people of Palestine who are struggling and also courageously resisting settler colonial violence. I don't speak today to deter from highlighting the experiences of our imprisoned comrades in so-called Canada, but rather to reaffirm my commitment to prison abolition as well as anti-colonialism globally, and to remind everyone that we must fight for us all. I move you to both fight for Palestine.
Let's try it again.
You are listening to the Prison Radio Show.
Let's go.
genocide in Gaza persists despite fierce resistance movements around the world. The U.S. is drifting further to the right, with Canada not far behind. The climate crisis continues unabated, with wildfires leading to the evacuation of a federal prison in northern Quebec this past summer, resulting in overcrowding and a lack of access to resources for prisoners across the province.
Les États-Unis continuent leur marche vers la droite, le Canada s'y prête. Les feux de forêt sont une question du pouvoir fédéral dans le nord du Québec et posent une confrontation à un manque de ressources pour les prisonniers dans toute la province.
The government's solutions to these crises are abysmal. We've seen increased repression for those showing solidarity with Palestine, heightened security at the border with the United States, and opening old prisons up for development to deal with the housing crisis. If you don't know, the building with that imposing wall behind you is going to be turned into condos. Our solutions are resistance in all its forms.
Les solutions du gouvernement sont une augmentation de la répression pour ceux qui montrent une solidarité pour la Palestine, une augmentation de sécurité à la frontière des États-Unis et l'ouverture de vieilles prisons pour gérer la crise du logement. Juste derrière vous, des condos bientôt. Notre réponse, c'est la résistance dans toutes ses formes.
We know the situation inside prisons is dire. People are locked in their cells most days. Many are double or triple bunked with little to no access to health care. Since the year 2000, over 2,100 people have died in prisons in so-called Canada. Nearly 500 of those in so-called Quebec. These events remind us of the violent and isolating reality of life inside prisons. You remember Nicolas Dantre Spring, killed by prison guards in Bordeaux jail in 2022, whose family is still searching for justice.
Les gens en prison sont gardés à deux ou trois même par nuit dans leur cellule, avec très peu ou sans accès aux soins médicaux. Depuis l'an 2000, plus de 2100 personnes sont décédées en prison au Canada. Près de 500 de ceux-ci sont dans ce qu'on appelle le Québec. Ces événements nous rappellent de la violence et de la vie en isolation à l'intérieur des prisons. Nous pensons à Nicou d'André Spring, tué par les gardiens de Bordeaux en 2023, et de sa famille qui cherche toujours la justice.
In October of this year, youth rioted in a detention center in Quebec City, breaking equipment and attacking the guards. That's right. In early December, a prisoner attacked a guard at the provincial prison in Sorel-Tracy. The guards union was so freaked out that they locked down every provincial prison in Quebec for at least a day after. In the coming year, we will need to keep our eyes on any further reprisals against prisoners as a result. Budget increases, retaliations, etc.
En octobre cette année, des jeunes sont révoltés en brisant de l'équipement en attaquant les gardes dans un centre de détention dans la ville de Québec. En décembre, un prisonnier a attaqué un garde à Sorel-Tracy. L'union des gardes de prison a été tellement apeurée qu'ils ont barré toutes les prisons provinciales pour au moins une journée. Et au Québec, on manifestait une journée de protestation. Nous restons à l'affût pour d'autres représailles contre les prisonniers.
Folks inside probably can't hear us, but they said if we got here early enough, they might. So let's make some fucking noise.
You are listening to to the Prison Radio Show on CQT 90.3 FM. You're listening to a live report from the annual New Year's Eve noise demonstration, where for the past 12 years, more than 100 people gather outside the prisons in Laval to honor another year of resistance inside prisons and an opportunity to wish people inside a happy new year.
Away, media, create, hysteria. Send it back, guys, away, and all countries. sick and tired of your ism, schism, game. Dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't.
Where we at, Nip?
Man, we in Tulum at the Mayan ruins. Just climbed off the pyramid, got to the top, seen the whole jungle, shooting a victory lap video.
victory lap.
Hey y'all, it's Amanda. I just want to give a shout out to all the men. Know who you are. I love you guys. Freedom is a must.
You are listening to the Prison Radio Show here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are hearing live reports from the New Year's Eve noise demonstration.
Second stop, which is the LeClaire Provincial Prison. This one is pretty infamous for housing men and women. The federal government closed it down for being in rough shape years ago, and the province was like, yeah, sure, we'll open this as a prison. So it's been housing provincial prisoners for the last 5 or 6 years, and I think the people who give this speech will talk a bit about this if we stay on the line with you guys, but this is the joint from which a bunch of women launched a class action lawsuit about the conditions inside. They were facing things like freezing temperatures in the prison, a lack of clean water, bugs everywhere, and a judge this past year validated their class action. So that's going to go forward. If you want to find out more about that struggle, there's a book that came out about it called by a woman named Louise Henri, who did time in this prison. I believe it's called Libérez nous de l'éclat. You can check that out. It's in French. And we will be starting our second speech any minute now.
Now you do what they told you.
Sommes au centre de détention pour l'immigration. C'est ici qu'ils incarcèrent les gens, incluant les enfants qui sont sans papier ou qui font face à la déportation.
This prison has infamously shit conditions. In December 2018, the Ligue des Droits and the FFQ published a letter to the Quebec Minister of Security condemning the conditions in this prison. The cells are so cold that women are sleeping with their coats on and the water was undrinkable.
En décembre 2018, la Ligue des droits et la Fédération des femmes du Québec a publié une lettre condamnant les conditions dans cette prison. Il fait si froid que les femmes devaient garder leur manteau pour dormir et que l'eau a été déclarée non potable.
The federal government closed the prison in 2012 because it didn't meet the standards of modern prisons. And then Quebec reopened it to put women in there.
Le gouvernement fédéral avait fermé cette prison en 2012 parce qu'elle n'était pas à la hauteur des standards de prison moderne. Donc le Québec l'a rouvert pour les femmes.
In August of this year, a class action lawsuit was authorized against the government of Quebec pertaining to the treatment of women who live here, citing their access to healthcare and treatment during strip searches to be human rights violations.
En août cette année, un procès légal a été autorisé contre le gouvernement du Québec à propos du traitement des femmes à Leclerc, citant leur accès aux soins de santé et leur traitement durant les fouilles corporelles comme violation de leurs droits.
And just to share some stats, the number of Indigenous people incarcerated in Canada has been on a steady rise for the last 10 years. In 2016 and 2017, the government released stats saying that 28% of the people brought into custody in provincial prisons are Indigenous. The percentage is much higher in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. In women's prisons, 43% of those incarcerated are Indigenous. The stats are worse for Indigenous youth. Indigenous girls make up 60% of the population in youth jails. The prison system is connected to colonialism in this country and the ongoing criminalization of Indigenous people. And it is most obvious, it's one of the most obvious ways that we see this happening.
Je répète quelques statistiques. 28% des personnes incarcérées en prison provinciale sont autochtones. Les nombres sont beaucoup plus hauts au Manitoba et Saskatchewan. Dans les prisons pour femmes, le nombre augmente à 43% autochtones. Et à 60% pour les jeunes femmes.
Just a couple notes before we move on. Try to stick together, try to stay in a big group, and please be careful with your fireworks. If you hit us,
That sucks. Yes. If you hit each other, that sucks. If you hit the cops, they'll attack us, and that sucks. So be careful.
Also, sometimes if we're quiet at this stop, we can hear people screaming back to us. So we can try that.
Okay, we're going to move that way now to the Immigration Detention Center.
You are listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM, broadcasting live reports today from the annual New Year's Eve noise demonstration. We just heard speeches, sounds from the Leclerc Provincial Prison. Folks are moving on to the migrant prison. Basically, dozens of people are gathered outside of prisons in Laval, making noise to honor another year of resistance inside. And it's also an opportunity to wish people inside a happy new year, break isolation, break down the barriers that divide us, that keep us separated, building relationships, building community. So that's what we're doing here tonight on the Prison Radio Show. We're also listening to a lot of music, songs that have been requested on the show over the past year. So let's see, we heard Rage Against the Machine with Killing in the Name. We heard Bob Marley with Get Up, Stand Up. And we heard a classic, Lock Us Away by Naked Aggression. And next, here on the Prison Radio Show, we're going to go to the funky revolutionary sounds of Cuba.
Thank you. with some kids. There's lots of fireworks. Very good turnout, very cool. It's all in an area of the prison, area of the city where there's not often foot traffic, and people don't often know that these prisons exist out here unless they have a loved one inside who they come out here to visit. So it's cool to see a bunch of new people getting introduced to this area of town.
Thank you for listening to the Prison Radio Show here on CQT 90.3 FM, 91.7 on cable, and online at CQT.ca. You can check out past episodes of the Prison Radio Show at prisonradioshow.wordpress.com. Parts of our show are also available through various podcasting apps. And our schedule is now that we air on every other Tuesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. This means you can catch us next on, the next Tuesday in 2 weeks from now, from 6 to 7 p.m. If you have any questions on anything that you've heard on today's show, or if you wish to be involved with the show, you can contact us by email, prison@ckut.ca. Formerly incarcerated people are especially encouraged to participate. People in prison can also write to us by mail. Here's our address, the Prison Radio Show, or simply write PRS on the envelope. Care of CKUT, 3647 University Street, Montreal, Quebec, H3A2B3. Thank you for tuning in to the special edition of the Prison Radio Show, where we heard many live reports, speeches, songs, sounds, noise from the annual New Year's Eve noise demonstration, where for the past 12 years now, more than 100 people gather outside of prisons in Laval in honor of another year of resistance inside and an opportunity to wish people inside a happy new year. Stay tuned here to CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you.
What's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. I'm your host for the evening, Kim Dominique Ferguson, and we have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Till you walk through the door, should I stay? Give you a year or more? What a waste trying to ask you for more. Your repair.